In Canada, the Quebec Court of Appeal has issued a decision that obliges a private Catholic boys' school in Montreal to teach the state-imposed ethics and religious culture course. The decision overturned an earlier judgment of the Quebec Superior Court, which supported Loyola High School's request to the government to teach the course from a Catholic perspective. Marie Bourquet, vice president of the Catholic Parents Association of Quebec, told Laurie Iracci the decision infringes on the rights of parents to educate their children in accordance with their faith and values.
The judgment, this negative judgment for Loyola College, infringes seriously on the rights of parents. Some 600 parents signed the demand for exemption from this course, preferring the equivalent course of Loyola College, which also studies extensively and even more profoundly religions, world religions. It infringes seriously on their rights of parents to educate their children in their own faith, and also on their right to rely on the collaboration of a confessional school. On the contrary, even confessional schools are summoned by this judgment to systematically educate their students to relativism and to demand of these students an attitude of questioning and detachment towards all family and church and other convictions they might have, and to compare them with other moral and religious convictions.
What is your general assessment of the ERC course as regards the teaching of the Catholic faith?
Well, the ERC course forbids any chronological or historical teaching of religions. It is a course that superficially takes elements of religions and deals with the phenomena of religions, as it presents them as the fruit of the human mind. So it's all relativistic. There's no absolute truth at all. The schools themselves are summoned to expose and educate their students within this context of non-historical but totally superficial, folkloric, and materialistic exposition of religions. So moral and philosophical stands, which are atheistic, certainly sound more credible than any religion at all in this context.
Who should be deciding who teaches what when it comes to ethics, morality, and religion?
Well, I believe exactly what the civil code says. I believe also what the Catholic Church teaches and what the United Nations Declaration of Rights also says, that the parents are the first teachers. Their responsibility belongs to them to teach moral and religion. They can delegate it to whom they want, to who they choose, but it belongs absolutely to them in the first place.